The Private Lives of Ethel and Albert, starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch, and presented by ABC.
Now look, this desk is supposed to be mine. Now where is the sales report that I brought home and put on this desk last Friday?
Why, Albert, you know I never touch a thing on your desk.
Well, as you probably know by this time, that's the way things start in the Arbuckle household. As a matter of fact, that's the way things start in most households. Maybe you'll recognize a little bit of your own married life as we drop in again at 444 Edgecombe Road.
Now, finish your breakfast, Susie, for Mama, and get the dishes done.
I'm coming.
Yes, well, bring your glass and your plate over then.
Can I wipe dishes?
Mm-hmm, if you're careful, dear.
There.
Oh, thank you. And here's a dish towel, and here's a plate. Now, don't drop it.
No. Well, when I grow up, can I do all the dishes?
Oh, yes.
Ethel!
Yes?
Ethel, can you come here?
Albert, I'm still doing dishes. Haven't you found the sales report?
No, I have not.
Oh, honestly, your father. Here's a cup and a plate and a spoon. You can dry those. Oh. Mommy will be right back. Now, don't drop anything, dear.
No, I won't, Mommy.
What is the matter? What is it?
Look, I put that sales report right on this desk when I came home Friday night.
Well, then it must still be here, dear.
Well, do you see it? No, the top of this desk is as slick as a whistle.
Well, I never touch anything on your desk. Or if I do, I just clear off the top and put things in one of the desk drawers.
Look, darling, I don't like to be disagreeable, but we've gone through this desk business so often. I thought it was finally agreed that you would put your stuff somewhere else.
There isn't anything of mine in the desk, dear.
Oh. I suppose this powder puff belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my nail polish. My lipstick. Oh, yeah, and I believe these are my blue earrings.
Well, I just pushed those things in the drawer the other day when somebody was coming here. I'm sorry, I'll take them.
And these letters seem to be addressed to some Mrs. Albert Arbuckle.
Oh, well, yes, I'm sorry, I'll take them.
Here's a booklet, the minutes of the women's club meeting.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember joining the women's club, or did they just elect me?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Well, that's supposed to go over to Maid Bell's. I haven't had time to get it over to her yet.
Now, look at this, honey. All this stuff is yours.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, darling, I just think we agreed.
We did. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, honey, you always say you're sorry, then you clean your stuff out, and a month later, you got it all back again.
Well, I'm sorry. It's my fault. Now, let's see if we can find the sales report. You sure you put it on the desk?
Yes, dear, I know I put it on the desk. I put it right here.
All right, let's see. I know I didn't throw anything out. I know that. Look in that drawer, dear.
No.
I know I didn't throw anything out.
What's this?
Oh, did you find it?
No. What's this? A letter from the tax department.
What?
Didn't even open.
What's the matter, dear?
When did this come?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
It's a letter from the tax department addressed to me. It's not even open.
Well, dear, you ought to open your mail.
Honestly, you with your passion for clearing things off the desk, you probably just jammed it in a drawer.
Oh, now, don't get so excited. Well, income tax day is March 15th, isn't it? You've got lots of time. Well, I have no idea what could have happened to that sales report. You probably didn't even bring it home. I noticed that whenever you're so positive you brought something home, it always turns out, dear, that you didn't at all, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
The tax inspector wants to look over my 1947 tax return.
What?
Well, that's what it says. My gosh, the letter's dated 2 weeks ago. It says to call the tax office at my earliest convenience to make an appointment with the tax man. I got this 2 weeks ago.
Why does he want to look over your 1947 tax return? You paid your tax.
Well, I don't know. They want to check on it, I suppose.
What do they want to check?
Well, he just checked my accounts to make sure I made it out all right, I suppose.
You did pay it, didn't you?
Well, certainly I paid it. I got my canceled check. Now, you see, this just proves to you why I've always said keep canceled checks.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Honey, where is that box we keep our canceled checks in? Now, you didn't throw that out.
No. I'm just trying to remember what we did with it.
Look,
now,
I have got to have
it. Just a minute. Let me think. course, if you paid the tax, certainly the government has some records of it.
Darling, that is not the point.
Well, don't get all upset about it.
I
know we have the canceled checks somewhere. I think they're in the attic.
Look, I got this letter 2 weeks ago, Ethel.
Well, I don't know, dear. I suppose it was under something, and I just sort of swooped it into the desk.
Look, if you don't stop swooping things into this...
Why do you suppose the man wants to check your income tax?
I don't know why.
You put down exactly how much you were making, didn't you?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Well, look at Al Capone. They got him for tax evasion.
Oh, darling, I think I'm a little different from Al Capone.
Well, I know. Think you put down too much for charity?
No, no, of course not. I give to charity. You're allowed to give so much.
Think maybe we stretched it a little?
I was perfectly honest about everything, practically. My gosh. It seemed kind of funny that they're checking, you know.
Yes. You think you took too much off the business expenses?
No.
Well, there must be something they're questioning. What could they do if there were something wrong?
Well, I don't know. You just pay a fine, I guess. But I can't imagine what
on
earth...
They do put people in prison.
Well, sure.
Where would you go? Leavenworth?
Look, I am not going anywhere for pizza.
But obviously there's something wrong, or why would they be checking on it?
Look, I better call them right away. I should have called them weeks ago.
Well, you could put the blame on me, dear. Say I found the letter in the desk, you know, and you just found it. And...
Yeah, all right. Look, what's the phone number? Is it on the letter here? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got it.
I mean, maybe if you laid it on pretty thick, you know, about how I was always putting things in the desk and...
No. I just... Never mind. I'll just let me call them. Yes, operator, get me main 2005. Yeah, please. Look, where's the folder I keep my copies of my tax returns?
Well, I don't know, dear. I suppose...
Hello. Look, this is Albert Arbuckle, 444 Edgecombe Road, and I got a letter 2 weeks ago from your department there, and seems to have been misplaced, and I just found it in the...
Just tell him it was my fault.
Yes, about a tax inspection, and... I'm awful sorry. Yeah. All right.
What'd they say?
That was the switchboard.
Oh.
She's connecting me with somebody else.
Yes. Tell him it was my fault, dear.
Hello. Yes. Hello, sir. I seem to have misplaced a letter I received from you people 2 weeks ago, apparently, about a tax inspection and...
Tell him it was my fault.
Albert Arbuckle... 444 Edgecombe Road. That's right. 1947 return. Yes. Oh, all right, yeah.
What'd he say?
He's looking up the letter.
Oh.
Suppose he's going to send somebody out to the house here. Wednesday night would be all right, wouldn't it?
You better have him come tonight.
Tonight?
Well, not having called him for 2 weeks, and then if you put the man off, maybe he'll think you're tampering with your books or something, you know.
Oh, for Pete. Hello, hello.
Having tonight so they don't think anything's funny now.
That's right. Well, the letter got misplaced. Yes. Anytime.
Make it tonight so he knows you're honest.
Tonight? Fine. Have what? Yes? All right. About 8:30. Thank you. Goodbye. He's sending out a man tonight.
How did he sound? Mad at you?
Why would he be mad at me?
Well, dear, I just...
He just asked me to have my canceled checks available, also check stubs and sales slips if possible.
Check stubs and sales slips? Why?
Well, I don't know. That's what the man said. Where are they?
Well, I don't think we have sales slips for 1940. Well, I can't save everything, Albert.
Well, come on. Let's get up to the attic and see what we can find.
In that trunk over there, dear.
Surely they wouldn't be in a trunk for Pete's
sake. Well, I don't know. Let's see. What's this? I
thought the last time you cleaned the attic, you were going to have some kind of system about it so we could find things.
I did have a system. I knew just what was what, and since then we come up and rummage like mad for something, and then it gets all mixed up again.
Hey, I wonder what's in this box.
Certainly seems very funny to me. The government wants to know about 1947.
Yeah, well, they can check your tax for the past 3 years any time.
Oh, here's your old Boy Scout hat, dear. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on. Let's see how you looked as a Boy Scout.
Oh, now, honey.
Oh, you were cute. Wish I'd known you when you were growing up. I'll bet you were cute.
Yeah, I was adorable. Now, honey, where do you think they are, huh?
A little small for you, isn't it? But not much. Well, let's see. Look in that box by the head of the stairs. I know I put the canceled checks right where we could get at them, dear.
Yeah, well, you certainly did a good job.
You know, it makes me kind of mad the government wanting to know about 1947. And why do they want to see our sales slip?
I don't know, darling. That's what the man said's all I know.
You mean to tell me, for example, that President Truman's interested in my buying a nylon blouse for $5.95 in 1947?
President Truman isn't interested in your nylon blouse, honey. It's the tax department you're dealing with.
Why do they care about my buying a nylon blouse?
Darling, they don't.
Well, then why are we supposed to produce all our sales slips?
Oh, I don't know. Look at the time.
Go on to the office. I'll spend the whole day in the attic until I can find everything we have for 1947. Come on, come on, come on.
Well, look,
Come on, I'll find these things later. Come on,
all
and get
right.
downstairs. Close the attic door, dear.
Yeah,
hold
you're right,
there.
All right.
Yes, we're coming right down, dear.
Well, if you will look today, won't
yes,
you? Because I've got to have them.
Yes, dear, I'll bundle up and go through the attic with a fine-tooth comb. Now, don't worry.
What have you been doing?
Oh, looking for something in the attic, dear. Get your coat on, Albert, and I'll
yes,
get your briefcase.
Yes, all right, golly.
Oh, I backed the car out. I knew you'd be in a hurry.
No, fine, thanks. I still don't have that sales report.
Oh, dear, are you sure you brought it home?
Yes, I... Oh, God.
You got your arm in the wrong sleeve. Wrong sleeve, Albert.
Right.
Why, Daddy?
Are you sure you didn't put your sales report back in your briefcase?
No. I know I took it out and put it on the desk.
Well, just a minute.
Bye, Daddy.
Right. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye. Well, look, I'll see you all tonight. I'll be home early. I got a lot of stuff to look over before that guy
comes.
Here's
the sales report. Isn't this it?
Yes. Where'd you find it?
In your briefcase.
Goodbye. I'll see you tonight.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, golly, look at the time. Goodbye, all of you. Goodbye.
Honestly.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye, Daddy.
Well, Daddy can't turn around here. He's getting into the car. He's in an awful hurry.
Oh, honestly. What's the matter?
Albert! Dear. Honestly, wouldn't you know? Dear.
What's the matter, Mommy?
Operator, get me Gladstone 4507. Susie, close the door, will you? Please, dear.
Yes.
Mabel, connect me with Miss Whittaker, will you? Your father is going to be so mad. Hello, Miss Whittaker? This is Ethel Arbuckle. Would you go down in about 15 minutes and watch out the back door of the office building for Mr. Arbuckle? Well, he's just left, and I want you to catch him while he's parking the car before he walks into the office. Well, he's wearing his old Boy Scout hat, Miss Whittaker. Well, if you were up in the attic, you'd see him. I didn't expect you home so early. I don't have dinner started.
Look, I won't have time for dinner anyhow. Now, just bring me a sandwich or something, honey. You found the canceled checks?
Yes, this afternoon.
All right, well, I better get at them.
What do you have so much to do here?
Well, I got to find my account book for 47 and my tax returns. I got to get things in order. Look, just bring me a sandwich, huh?
Yes, all right.
Yeah, all right.
Now, don't get nervous thinking about it, Albert.
I'm not nervous.
All right, dear. Call me if you need me now.
Ethel, dear, now look, how many times have I told you? When you write out a check, on the stub, you put the date, the number of the check, the amount, the item, you bring the amount forward from the previous total and subtract it. Now, honey, how many times have I told you that, huh? How many times?
Well, this is the 493rd time, I guess.
Well, all right, Don, well, why don't you do it?
Well, I forget, Ethel.
Now, here, look, you apparently wrote a check, and the only thing you put on the check stub is bobby pins.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
You buy bobby pins and write a check for them?
No, I must have bought them at the department store and charged those.
Well, what's it doing on the check stub?
Well, just remind me to get them, I suppose.
Look, here's another one. 2 cups of flour, 2 eggs, and a pinch of salt.
Oh, yes. Well, I think that's a recipe for those pancakes you like. I remember I met Mrs. Nelson downtown. She gave me the recipe. I didn't have anything else to write it on, dear, at the time.
Now, here, look at this. You wrote a check for $29.57 for Gooby Spa. Now, what is Gooby Spa?
Guest room bedspread.
Oh. Here's another one. Call Mrs. Palmer. Honey, what do you use check stubs for? Just kind of a little personal notepad?
Well, we
have the canceled check.
Darling, that is not enough. Suppose you lose a check.
Well, how could I lose it? I always write the check right where I am and hand it to whoever gets it.
Yeah, but suppose whomever.
Whomever gets it. Yes, that's right. To whomever. Objective case.
Yeah, well, supposing they lose it.
Then they don't get their money. They call me up and tell me they lost it.
Look, dear, check stubs are important. Now, here, for once, you've got the date, the number of the check, and it's all total, but what's the item? GF Act. Honey, what's GF Act?
Well, I don't know. It's your handwriting.
Oh.
You need me anymore, dear. Otherwise, I'll go do the dinner, dear.
All right, go on, run along. Oh, boy, now what's all this business deduction? Golly, how did I get away with all this? Or did I?
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.